This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let love explode and bring the day to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow.
My hands are ready.
Ooh,
my feet are ready.
Ooh,
my heart is ready. Let's go.
Let love explode and bring the day to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom. And this world he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. A resurrection somehow, but I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I've overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez live.
Wow, huh? Are you ever thankful for the giftings and talents of people like Kirk Franklin, Michael Tate, and the Newsboys? I mean, that song, boy, how inspiring that is, and it encourages all to allow that God's spirit in us to roar like a lion, and roaring like a lion against the injustice, the things that are not right for all of God's creation, our brothers and sisters, whether or not they are, you know, true believers. We are that example, that walking testimony of God's love and grace. Ever so thankful. For Kirk Franklin, the Newsboys, God's Not Dead from...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live. We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. I want you to know that there is more. You know, when the world says you can't, God says you can. Our next guest, Brian Houston, who is with us, has written the book by that title. He's an international best-selling author, global senior pastor of Hillsong Church, a family of congregations comprising more than 100,000 weekly attendees. Brian Houston, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, this is a message that is really catching hold and so needed, especially in a culture that seems to be fighting over everything these days. And it would appear that the condition is such that it wants to listen more to human beings than the voice of God. And I think even the ladies of The View said that they don't hear the voice of God. And I think how sad.
Yeah, well, to be honest, they said what they said was even more troubling than that. They made it say if you hear Jesus' voice, they made it sound like you're unbalanced.
Right. Well, but you know that's great though, because for those of us that hear Jesus' voice, I mean, if that's a minor suffering that we have to endure for hearing the voice of God. But you know, it makes you sad, as I'm sure it did you, that you sit there and go, well, here's another one of God's creation and another one of why Jesus went to the cross to redeem, and they're just not getting, you know, they're not getting the message.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. And it just means to me that we, the Christian church, have even more opportunity to reach people. I think that the spiritual hunger in people is something that's growing, not declining.
Yes. And I would agree, Brian, in that, and also, you know, the contagion really spreads when we of faith are living out a purposeful life. If we're an example of what Jesus was to us, and we, you know, let people see the light of God through us, they're going to want what we have, right?
Yes, I think so. I think that, that's why I think I wrote this book, There Is More, because as we really enter into the more that God has for us in terms of his will and his promise, the more I think people can see, well, there's something happening in these people's lives that just aren't happening in our lives.
Exactly. And there is that clear comparison. It's becoming more and more stark. But like you, you know, Pastor Houston, I'm you know, encouraging others to be bold. I mean, this is a time that requires boldness for people to stand and to set their jaw like that flint, to you know, not to be afraid, you know, of what man can do, but to really live out that example and know that they know that what it is they say they believe, they actually believe in.
For sure. Yes.
Now, you say to expand your heart and purpose in a way that is bigger and more, and again, what we're touching on is that so that you would be more effective than you can imagine. But it's not even so much about personal attainment as much as it is living out the purpose that God has designed for each one of us. I mean, to me, I think that's, you know, that's the ultimate victory, this side of heaven.
One of the lines early on in my book is that this book is less about me, more about others and all about God. And I think that's a good way of putting into a short thought what this really all is about. This There Is More book is not about stuff and things and, you know, acquisition. It's all about the will of God and the purpose of God and the call of God and helping people to understand that as we seek more of Him, that there is so much more of Him that we can know in our own lives. And I feel like so many people live below their potential. Mm-hmm. And of course, the theme verses, if I were to talk about it in the message, it is God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine, guess, or request in your wildest dreams. And He does it not by pushing us around, but by working in us deeply and gently within us. And so just that whole idea that as we let God be the power that works in us, that He can do more than we could ever hope or dare to imagine, for me, is an exciting challenge.
Exactly. Well, for you, this is what you've lived. You know, as the Bible says, he who knows their God, that's by experience, okay, and knowing God, will do mighty exploits. And I know for you, it's not necessarily the exploits, it's the manifestation of God working through you. So what you talk about is what you've lived. This has been your life. I mean, starting out as an early age, dreaming of preaching the good news of the Bible and possibly building a great church one day. And here you are, you know, living proof of realizing what you, at that time, and even along the way, could not even imagine, but God knew.
Yeah, I think I was always a dreamer to a degree. I always sort of believed for big things in life, but it's true. I could never, ever have imagined the opportunities that God has opened up for us, and I stand amazed almost every weekend just in church alone, looking around and seeing the blessing and thinking God's been so good to us. And then you have all these other added on things that, I mean, it's just not something we would ever have imagined, such as a Hillsong channel and, of course, right. Hillsong worship going all around the globe. And we got Hillsong put to college in Australia with over 2,000 full-time students and so, yeah, look, our lives are living testimonies to this book that yes. God has so much more for us.
Well, Brian, I'm glad you mentioned Hillsong Worship, because we had interviewed some members who participate in Hillsong Worship last year, and the team, and it was such a blessing. So, you know, to think of here you are saying, oh, you know, I want to, you know, maybe have a church one day, but it's all the people that have come together, as you say, to start an educational organization, to the music, you know, the talent that comes together in a church that is really a church that is extended beyond, you know, the whole social media concept. You've leveraged every aspect of marketing that God has led you to realize and brought the talent to help you build that.
Yeah, well, you know, it really is a testimony that there is a God, because I know for sure if I were to look at, you know, my capacities, my abilities, that again, my life and my wife Bobby's life is just a great example of that God has so much more for us. I mean, the people that He has brought into our world, the gifts and the talents and, you know, the amazing heart that people have to both serve God and serve within the local church, and to be so humble about it. People with phenomenal gifts who now have a global footprint and a global opportunity, and yet they've never got away from their simple love of Jesus and their simple commitment to serving Him through their local church. And I look at some of those things and just get overwhelmed with how blessed we are.
Yeah. Well, I kind of sense here, Brian, if I might say, is that, you know, there are many businessmen and women who like to build structures, and they look out and they look at the buildings and they think, wow, how great and awesome. But you and your wife must sit around and just look over and just see the people that have joined the team. And, you know, as you say, you realize their talents, their giftings, that they so contribute voluntarily and purposefully. You know, it's just got to be amazing for you too.
Yeah, it is. You know, in some ways it was intentional too, that we sort of really built the kind of church and the kind of culture where, you know, we've really taught We've put leadership from the day we started our church.
Hey, Brian, let me hit the pause here because we've got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there. This is Bill Martinez. We're visiting with Brian Houston and his brand-new book, There Is More.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, back with you. Bill Martinez here. Pastor Brian Houston joins us. His brand new book, There Is More. When the world says you can't, guess who says you can? Yes, the God who created us and who loves us and is sitting there cheering us on. Brian, I like what the psalmist says, that he sings songs over us. He's just cheering us on. I mean, isn't that amazing when you sit there and you realize, you go, wow, God's singing over me right now. That's so cool. That is awesome. Hey, we were talking before the break that leadership for you is purposeful. You understood this. How did you understand that early on?
It's a funny thing. Sometimes I get a lot of, if you like, encouragement and accolade around the fact that I've been a great raiser of people and building leaders. But funnily enough, a lot of that was because, not so much because I'm such a noble guy, it was because I was looking at my own limitations and I thought, I need these people around me. I need people who have got great gift and leadership skill and leadership ability. So right from the very early days of our church, when it was, our team and our volunteers were small enough to sit around on the floor in my lounge room every single week, I would bring in our key leaders and then would just speak leadership to them, speak the practical things that relate to church building, life, leadership. And even though these days now, of course, doing that, I'm speaking to more than 1,000 people a week on a Tuesday, we still do exactly the same thing. We speak those principles into people every single week of the year. And I feel like that's really been a great help to us as well in building the kind of people who have enabled us to do more and enter into the more that God has for us.
Exactly. Well, as Brian stated earlier, there is more is based on the scripture from Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Wow. What a mission statement. To put before everybody. And I would encourage our listeners. I know you probably have read, maybe you've heard that verse time and again, but when you do what the Bible says, you know, sometimes we have to have a Selah moment. You just take that Selah moment and you just study and just chew on what power is impacted in those two verses of Ephesians 3:20-21. And Brian, for you, you know, there is more. This book is a demonstration of your understanding of Ephesians 3:20-21, not only for yourself, but letting it be that contagion to the other leaders that you've raised up, right?
You know, I honestly think it starts the actual verse before. Verse 19 speaks about being filled with all the fullness of God. Mm-hmm. And then from there, after having spoken about, you know, us being filled with all of God's fullness, it says he's able to do exceeding abundant and above. And I think the emphasis is always on God and on obviously his grace and, you know, his heart and his compassion for us. But if we truly are vessels, say, God, just fill me with your promise, fill me with your power, fill me with your spirit. And we really are vessels for God. That's where the strength comes from for him to do exceeding abundant and above what we could ask or think. And look, in my book, I have stories, lots of stories of people who have witnessed firsthand how God has been able to do more than they could ever have imagined in their personal journey and in their personal story. But it always starts first with surrender to him.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get out of God's way, don't you?
Yeah.
So to speak. In your book, you encourage the readers to think big because God's big.
Yes, he is. God is big. And I don't think any section of the church, any denomination, any section, any group of us have a monopoly on God or on how God is and who God is. I think he's so much bigger than all of us. And so I think there's room for a lot of diversity in the church. We all preach the one name, and that is Jesus. We all believe in the fundamentals across the resurrection and so on. But at the end of the day, it's the breadth of God that gives, I think, the church all of its sort of multicolors and makes the church what it is and what it can be. And I believe that every Christian should live their life believing God has more for them, because he does have more for them. Unless you're planning to die tomorrow or retire tomorrow, then you're on this journey. You're on an adventure, and it's not finished yet. And so I think all of us should live with this hunger for more of God, more of the things of God in our lives, more of the will of God.
Yeah, I hear the echo of a prayer warrior woman who was, I think she was about 82 at the time, and we were in a prayer meeting, and she came up and she just said, you know what, your God is too small. You know, I love that. I loved her boldness.
Yeah, I love that.
Didn't get into anything but just saying, your God is too small. And that's all. And talk about a drop the mic moment, right? We talk about those these days. The other thing that you addressed, and I'm glad you did about this, and a little bit in reference to what we said earlier about getting out of God's way, and that is breakthrough barriers. And these are barriers. These are obstacles that we carry on our own. I used to have a sign in my office when I was running this one radio station. It said, it was written by Anonymous. This is, you know, that great philosopher. It says, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I changed it to say, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. And, you know, people would come in and ask me about that all the time. And I'm a big believer in that we have, it could be generational curses. It could be things that maybe our parents said to us that maybe we misunderstood, that we carry with us, these wounds, these barriers, barriers to entry that block our success to be able to be those vessels that are worthy of God's work through us.
Sure. You wanted me to comment on that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, well, look, life is full of obstacles. Life is full of all sorts of things that would try to knock us off course. I know when we're pursuing what Christ has for us, we're going after more. Look, sometimes it's just the temptation of ease, taking things easier. Or it is obstacles. The children of Israel, as you know, they soon lost their passion for the promised land when they hit a few obstacles and started thinking about the past again. And then there's, there's just the dangers of just becoming familiar with the blessing of God and taking it all too for granted. Sometimes I think people leave their options open, so they have all these safe options like Peter did. When Peter got discouraged, he said, I'm going fishing. He wanted to go back to what Jesus had told him to leave behind.
Right.
Even just our brain, our mind, can work against us when it comes to keeping on, pressing on into the more that God has for us. I was reading this quote from Blaise Pascal, who was a genius scientist, and he was warning against putting all your faith in reason. And he said something along the lines of, the heart has its reasons that reason itself cannot explain. Mm. And so, in other words, you know, sometimes we try to even let our mind get in the way of keep pressing on into all that God's got for us and pressing on into the more. But, when it comes to heart issues, and serving Jesus is definitely a heart issue, quite frankly, rationale, reason, can't fully understand it. So there's a whole lot of things that would love to draw us back to mediocrity and get us off course with a passion, a commitment to keep going forward and keep moving onwards and sucking all the nectar out of life and seeing the more that God's got for you.
Exactly. Well, you also address dreaming. I love dreaming, and I love people who dream big. And you say associate with big dreamers. It is contagious, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I have always been a dreamer. I tell the story in the book of my walk home from school and how I pretty well had the same dream of serving God when I had the chance every single day on the way home from school, and I would dream and sitting in Sunday school and so on and so on and so on. I think a dream has a huge potential. And of course, Joseph's our ultimate example of a dreamer. And he didn't just dream once, he kept dreaming new dreams. And the other thing is, with Joseph, there were also plenty of dream killers that tried to come along and stop him in his path, which is fairly well worn story. His brothers tried to kill him, and temptation tried to destroy him, and then prison tried to hold him, and famine tried to rob him, etc., etc. But the power of his dream brought it through to becoming his reality, becoming his purpose.
Exactly. Well, Brian Houston says, stop comparing. Comparison is a thief of joy. Don't give up for every hurdle. There's a way over, around, or through. His book, There Is More. When the world says you can't, God says you can. Brian Houston, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, on the ministry. All the best to you and all the leadership. Thank you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh every day and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And if you've been aware, I think we're entering our 11th year of this national syndication, you know that my heart, besides loving God with all my heart, mind, and soul, it's understanding our commitment as citizens of this country of ours, and at the very foundation of it, it is the Constitution. I often remind you, I say, look, at, especially on eventful days, whether it's the 4th of July, Memorial Weekend, on and on, I say, look, at pause. Pause and spend some time with the Constitution. Read it. Get familiar with it, because in some cases, you've been away from school for a while, you haven't studied it, you're hearing things in the mainstream media, the fake news, that make you wonder that, hey, what is it about the Constitution? Is it no longer in effect? I've had some people, you know, even ask that question. I said, well, the problem is that when you are not ruled by law, you become lawless. And at the very, it seems like at the very pivot point of all the chaos throughout our country, what you can discover is lawlessness. That's what seems to be the case. And a clear disconnect from our U.S. Constitution. With us right now is Mr. Constitution, John Chambers, author of The Constitution of the United States, a study guide. John, really great to have you with us. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you because, as you can tell, I love the Constitution and I love your passion for teaching others to make sure and encouraging others to make sure they understand what their rights are under the Constitution.
Well, all I can say is that's what I do. The fact is that if your rights get taken away, then my rights are next.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I have to make sure that everyone understands what they are, because if you fall in the hole, you're going to end up, and I don't mean you, I mean anybody out to that degree, I'm going to fall in the hole as well. It's, do not ask for whom the bell tolls kind of thing.
Exactly. Well, the historical evidence is clear. Look what has happened historically when others are attacked and they go, well, hey, you know, it's not me, so I'll just keep my head in the sand and hope that I'm not next, basically, I guess, or they delude themselves into thinking that they won't be next. And guess what happens? They end up coming to get you, and because everybody's ignored and said, hey, look, it's not my problem, you know, I'm not a socialist, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. To your point, eventually they come to you, don't they?
Exactly right. That's exactly what they do. And we have a number of situations, it's been growing over the last 150 years, that we've been kind of sliding down this, as the courts like to say, a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a slippery slope, and we need to hang on to if there's a tree root that's hanging, as you're sliding by, you need to grab hold of that root and hang on so you don't slide down any further. And we have to go, if you'll excuse the expression, back to our roots.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is what I think we're getting to slowly but surely here, John, is that, I think the people experientially are realizing how close we came to losing this republic.
Oh, yeah. When I started doing this 25 years ago, I was teaching this. I just teach little neighborhood groups around wherever it was that I live. I was, as far as I knew, I was the only one who was doing any of this, except, of course, there was Cleon Skousen, who was before me, because he was doing it since the Civil War, I think. But now is on the internet and on the radio and on there's little groups popping up all over the place, and people saying we want to do this. I had one lady from Pennsylvania contact me, and she said, I was looking for a Constitution study group to see if there was something near me, and the only one that she could find was ours, which is in Southern Oregon. So, it kind of became a part of my Constitution study group. I have an email audience, and
daily
emails about the Constitution on that. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. But there are many more people who are using your metaphor again, they're popping their heads out of the sand and they're looking around and seeing if there's something going on, and that we're about to lose it if we don't start to do something about it.
Right. Yeah, the saying I was trying to remember was from Martin Niemöller, one that I'm sure that you remember, a prominent Protestant pastor who emerged as an outspoken public foe of Adolf Hitler. He says, first I came for the socialists, I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So this is what we're finding, ourselves, realizing that history, once again, proving that it does repeat itself.
Exactly so, and the reason for that is because people don't learn what history is. Mm-hmm. And history, there's actually two lessons to learn from history. One is what you don't want to do, because it will repeat itself. And the second is what did work before, because what did work before will work again.
Exactly.
For instance, the Constitution. It did work before. And so if we can learn what the Constitution is, we will learn from history, not so that we can not repeat our mistakes, but so that we can do what it is that we know that works. It's sort of like science. because you know that if you drop a ball off of the balcony, it's going to fall.
Exactly.
And so you get from that, well, we have a natural law of gravity, and you know then from then on, if you want something to fall, you let go of it and it drops down. It is then recognized as a natural law. And when you want that to happen, you know what to do. And so the fact that the Constitution has worked so well, or did work so well at the beginning, but then man got in there and got, you know what comes next, because man gets in there, and what do you get next? You get corruption.
That's right. So, well, you start getting it, as the Bible would refer to it, you start seeing it according to your own eyes. And you violate the core principles like the law of gravity. Whether it's business or even in government, what people are waking up to, John, to your point, is they're realizing it's not working. So let's go back and remember when it did work. You know, when did we make a wrong turn? That's what in business, you know, when you get CEOs that come into companies and revive them, they realize, hey, look, you picked up some bad habits along the way. Let's go back. When everything was going good, let's look at the books and find out when everything was humming and you had good corporate culture, all that good stuff. And a good CEO will take you back to that point and say, okay, we need to go back, revisit these core principles that made us successful. And it's the same thing, to your point, with the country, is that people, common sense wise, around the tables, the dining tables of America, are saying, hey, where did we go wrong here? How did we miss the point here? And so then we go back and we got to go through those veils of political correctness and all these things that have taken us off course, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you have to start looking at it honestly and not, you know, there's a lesson of governments which goes back to Aristotle, which is that no matter what, and actually even back to Plato, but that no matter what government you start with, it can start out with the people who are in charge doing things for the common good. But then you get a few in there who are a little selfish.
Yes.
And as soon as that comes in, then the next one, there's a few more people that are selfish, and the selfishness takes over, and pretty soon you have, instead of a monarchy, you have a tyranny.
Yeah.
Instead of an aristocracy, you have an oligarchy. And instead of a republic, you have a democracy. So, and that was what, you know, and the Constitution was set up to set up a republic.
Yes, exactly. Hey, John, we got to go to break, so I got to hit the pause button. We'll be back with Mr. Constitution on the other side of the break. Stay with us, 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are more bullish than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead, and optimistic about their long-term future. According to the 2018 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 37% plan to hire in 2018, and 71% expect revenue increases. Additionally, over three-quarters of Hispanic business owners plan to grow their business in the next 5 years, and nearly 9 out of 10 believe the business environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs will strengthen in the next decade. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive, discusses the findings.
One of the fastest growing segments of the small business sector, Hispanic entrepreneurs expect economic growth, higher revenue, and increased hiring in 2018. This overwhelming optimism extends beyond this year, as Hispanic business owners are anticipating a stronger business climate that will help them grow and flourish over the next decade.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, whether it's our faith or our government, at the very core of all this is freedom. You know, think about it. This is what our founding fathers saw, that if we were going to realize the utmost for his highest, God's, purpose for ourselves, it had to be based on a free people. And in order to maintain and honor that, the Constitution was designed for a people of morality, our founding fathers said. And so when you think about where America is today, that is one of the signposts that we need to look at is, you know, what is happening with the culture, with our morality within our culture. Mr. Constitution is with us right now, John Chambers, and I was telling him at the break, I don't know why we weren't connected a lot sooner. John and I are both passionate about the Constitution, you can tell. He's the author of the Constitution of the United States, a study guide. And, John, I congratulate you and laud you for your passion, to teach others, to spread the word, and remind everybody up front here, because I know you and I are going to get into things. And like I said, you and I could be talking for days about the Constitution, because I believe it's just so vital and so important. And it's almost like what I'm finding is with some of these kids that have ears to hear, they're like blotters. You know, you can't tell them enough about the Constitution. They just suck all this information up, and which encourages me, and I'm sure it encourages you, too. But let's tell our listeners where they can go for more information right off the bat here.
Certainly. What I wanted to, let me just tell you a little bit of the backstory on this.
Okay.
A friend of mine wrote, or he didn't write, a friend of mine produced and directed a film about the Constitution. About 3 years ago, he called me, he asked me if I could write the screenplay for it. And I've written a few screenplays, but I never sold them. So I said, you probably want somebody who's a better screenwriter. So they went off, they made the film when it got done, and it is a story. It is an engaging story of a little town. It has a problem in a little town. They need to fix the problem, and Ben Franklin comes up you know, it comes like Back to the Future.
Uh-huh.
And he is, I mean, if you can imagine Ben Franklin, I think you kind of know what his character is. He's going
right.
to be kind of funny. He's going to have a little yeah. twinkle in his eye.
So he rolled out of his grave. He rolled
out of someplace.
Yes, right.
He came full blown into town, and he started teaching and shook the town up because he started teaching about the Constitution and how the Constitution would solve this problem they have. Ultimately, of course, it does solve the problem, and they're fine. But the movie is an engaging and entertaining movie. I mean, when I have a Constitution study group, we go through the Constitution word by word and look up what the words are and get really dig into it, but most people don't have the time to sit down and dig into it like that. So what you need is maybe an hour and a half movie, and you can watch a nice little story, a cute story with a cute man who comes up to the future and saves the town, and. In that, learn something about what the Constitution is. And I have people in my Constitution study group, because I promote this film to people in my Constitution study group, and I have a number of them who have bought copies. They understand the Constitution. They don't actually need this film, but mm-hmm. they buy copies for their kids and their grandkids.
Exactly, exactly.
And so anyway, it's called In Search of Liberty. And Norm asked me if I would go on the radio and talk to people about this, and I said, absolutely. I don't get paid to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I am here because the Constitution needs to be learned. I do it in my way. I dig deep and go through it. And on this one, it's a quick hit, and people kind of wake up and go, oh, yeah, maybe there's something there,
mm-hmm.
which is the beginning of the road.
Yes, exactly. Well,
it is the greatest thing, and people tell me I've watched it, I enjoyed it, and people tell me that their kids have woken up on this,
mm-hmm.
and their grandkids and stuff. So I wanted to make sure that because you and I, as we said over the break, we could talk about this for a very long time, all the different ins and outs about the Constitution and so on, and we'd never get to the point where I could promote In Search of Liberty, because this is where you need to go as your first step or your next step on learning about the Constitution.
And even though you think that you know the Constitution, you know, like anything that is significant in our lives, the Word of God. On and on, we need to revisit this. It's been a while, and unless we run against a particular issue that we're passionate about and that we want to find out about, then you want to have that, you know, you might be fortunate to have that Ben Franklin moment where you delve into it and say, oh my goodness, you know, the Constitution really did address this, and we do have an answer here, which, dare I say, all these issues, whether it has to do with national security, immigration, on and on, it's right there in our U.S. Constitution. But if we step over that, because we're more interested in having an argument and trying to prove who's more right than the other, then, you know, we're in a bucket of gum here. We're really not, you know, resolving anything, are we?
Yeah, very very true. And, in fact, I just lost it. When you were speaking, I said, oh, after he finishes, I have to say this because, and then I got so interested in what you were saying, I forgot it. Well, maybe we'll come back.
Yes. Well, no worries.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, well, no, not at all. Let's talk about though what it was in terms of these three constitutional clashes that are about to divide the nation. This is a clarion warning call that you're putting out to we the people.
Well, yeah. There's basically the Constitution is meant to be. Is meant to be run by the people, because it was the states and the people that created the national government, that created what we now call the federal government. And we own it.
Mm-hmm.
This is our, I mean, it's like a car. We get in the car and we drive someplace that we need to go. But it's come to the point now where the car drives us.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to do is pull out the owner's manual and say, how do I get this car back under my control?
Exactly.
The Constitution is the owner's manual
mm-hmm.
for the government.
Mm-hmm.
So what, and the thing, the every mechanism that is within it. See, I've had people come in my Constitution Study group, and they come and they go, well, I don't like the Constitution because it's not enforceable. Because within the four walls of the Constitution itself, it doesn't say, you know, the president can force the Supreme Court to do this and the Supreme Court can force them to do that and so on. It's not enforceable within itself. Mm-hmm. But it is the owner's manual which gives us, we have the power to enforce it on them.
Exactly.
That is our job mm-hmm. is to enforce it on them. I would say
this, John. It's our job and our responsibility.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. It's our, as it says in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. It's our right and duty.
Yes.
To do that. Mm-hmm. So, there is a mechanism in the Constitution for us to do that, and that mechanism is the First Amendment. Those rights that are mentioned in the First Amendment, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, press, so on and so forth, is not just some grab bag that they threw in there willy-nilly. It is from one to the next to the next to the next, and it ends up with petitioning the government for a redress of grievances. This is how you keep the government under control. And as long as you have a healthy First Amendment, then you can, then you will be able to keep the government under control.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much they try not, how much they try to squeeze out of it and squirm their way out of it, if you have a healthy First Amendment, you can do that. The First Amendment is being attacked in a number of ways that I'm sure you could probably talk about. But one of the main ones that we hear about today is free speech versus hate speech. That you can't, you know, you can't say hate speech because it's going to offend our ears and all that. Now, there are limitations on speech. You can't shout fire in a crowded theater because that is going to immediately cause damage. You can't do something that's going to incite violence like that, but anything else is. And any form of speech, even if it is hateful, it is the Supreme Court has said over and over and over again, not that I necessarily trust the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court's made mistakes too. But in this one, they got it right. The hate speech is what so-called hate speech is protected, and it's one of the. I have a number of attorneys that are on my mailing list, and after I wrote an email out about hate speech and so on, he wrote back and he said, "Hate speech is protected because that's the purpose of the First Amendment. You don't need an amendment to protect love speech, speech that you like.
Right.
That doesn't need to be protected. It is hate speech that needs to be protected, and that's why this attack on hate speech, it's an attempt to pull the guts out of the First Amendment.
Exactly. Well, John, we're running out of time here. So just to summarize, the two other conflicts are the Second Amendment versus gun restrictions, and again, along the same lines as the first that we just spoke about, state powers versus federal powers, sanctuary cities and states. John, look forward to having you back, so that we can delve into these issues. And, of course, they are dynamic, so they're going to be ever-changing and ever in front of us. And it's up to us, we the people, to live out our rightful authority position and responsibility in order to make sure it keeps working for us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now